Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is October 23rd, 1954, and the title is Ma Tennis. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job that makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Miss Kitty?
Hello.
I'm Ben Tennis, Miss Kitty.
Well, sit down, Ben.
Oh, thanks.
I've seen you around.
I don't get to town often. Ma keeps pretty tight rein on us.
Who's us?
Me and Andy. He's my kid brother.
Oh.
We run a ranch down on Crooked Creek. Ma owns it, of course.
Just the three of you, huh?
Yeah, Pa's dead. I wanted to tell you who I am so she wouldn't think I meant nothing wrong.
About what?
A fella told me you brought him luck once, gambling.
That's silly.
Maybe. But I wish you'd try it. Please, Miss Kitty.
You want to buy me some chips?
Sure, will. If you sit by my brother over there.
Oh, for him?
Yeah, Andy's kind of hot-headed, ma'am, and he's been losing.
I don't want to get mixed up in any fights.
Oh, there won't be any trouble. But you might change his luck. Please, Miss Kitty.
Sounds to me like you still got this kid brother of yours on a bottle. But you seem like a nice fella, Ben. I'll go.
Gee, thanks, Miss Kitty.
Which table?
I'll show you.
How many cards?
How many chips will you want?
I was kidding. I'll just sit and watch.
Could I buy you a drink?
Later, maybe.
Well, that's Andy with the red hair.
Wait till I finish his hand before I sit down.
Stand up.
Okay.
There's my money. I'm calling you.
That's him. That's Andy.
I hope you got a good hand this time, young fella.
Stop calling me young fella. My name's Andy.
Okay, Andy. Nobody's prodding you.
You, Ben. What do you got?
Five little hearts. All blue.
How could you have five hearts?
They were dealt out right out of the deck, Andy.
Sure, and you dealt them, didn't you?
Now, what do you mean by that?
I ain't won a hand yet. You know what I mean.
Easy now, young fella.
That's the last time you're going to say that, mister.
I'm not armed.
You better be. Andy, stop it! He thinks he can cheat me because I'm a kid.
Put that gun away.
Not till I use it.
Why, you're crazy.
Oh, okay. Now, stand back, everybody. Keep away from me. You killed him, Andy.
You stay back, too, Ben.
You've done enough shooting. Put that gun away.
He was cheating me, wasn't he?
No. But even if he was, there's no cause to kill a man. He wasn't even armed, Andy.
What do I care?
All right. Hold it. Here's Marshal Dillon, Andy. Don't you try nothing now.
Evening, Ben.
Marshal.
What are you doing with a gun in your hand, Andy?
I killed one man with it, Marshal.
Yeah, I know. All right, drop it. Drop it right on the floor.
No.
You know, one man's enough, Andy. You're scared now, aren't you? Scared half to death.
I ain't scared.
You're so scared you couldn't shoot if you tried. Now give me the gun.
Oh.
There. You shouldn't have been carrying it in the first place.
Don't talk to me.
Okay,
about...
it's too late for talk anyway. Chester.
Yes, sir?
Lock him up.
Yes, sir. Start walking, Andy. Right in front of me. Come on. You have to lock him up, Marshal.
He murdered a man, Ben. Kidder, you witnessed this, didn't you?
I never saw anything like it, Matt. The dealer wasn't even armed, and he told him so. That kid must be crazy. It was almost like he had to kill somebody. Nothing could have stopped him.
He hates people, telling him how young he is.
You ask me, he hates people.
It's Ma. She's always made a baby out of him. Well, I better go tell her about this.
I don't know her, Ben, but don't get her hopes up. Andy hasn't got much chance.
Ma's a strong-headed woman, Marshal. She can be pretty fierce.
Andy murdered a man. He's going to stand trial for it.
Maybe. But, Marshal, I sure don't envy you, none. You don't know it, but you're in for real trouble now.
Well, how's the prisoner this morning, Chester?
It's finally hard to tell, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, he won't say nothing. He won't even look at you. I took him some bread and some coffee, and he wouldn't touch it. He's just sitting there on the floor, getting cold. The coffee, I mean. Not the bread. The bread's different.
Okay. All right, Chester. All right. Anyway, you won't be here long. I'm trying to fix it so you'll get a trial real soon.
Well, if he'd done his darn killing someplace else. I don't like a man that won't even eat his breakfast. Makes me feel sick. Oh, my goodness, look at you.
Marshal Dillon?
Yes, ma'am?
My name's Tennis.
How do you do? This is Chester Proudfoot.
How do you do, ma'am?
I didn't come here for no socializing.
What's the shotgun for, Miss Tennis?
To put people where cold weather won't bother them. I sleep with his shotgun, Marshal. Carried it ever since I was 18. But I didn't come here to talk about that either.
You came to see your boy Andy, huh?
Ben says Andy killed a man.
He did, Miss Tennant.
You're holding him for murder.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to try him?
He'll be tried.
And hung, I suppose.
Now, that depends on the judge, Miss Tennant.
Andy ain't got much of a case, from what Ben tells me.
Now, he's young. The judge might take that into consideration.
What's the judge care? Ain't his son.
I'm sorry, Miss Tennis.
There's been one too many hangings in my family already.
What?
The boy's father, Marshal. They took Mr. Tennis and hung him just before Andy was born.
Oh.
I worked the ranch best I could, and I raised them two boys all alone. Nobody helped me at all. I did it.
Tell me, why did they hang your husband?
They said he killed a man.
Miss Tennis, you said Ben told you about what happened last night.
The old man is guilty. But Andy ain't going to hang, Marshal. Why do you think I come here? I got my buggy outside, and Andy's leaving with me.
Now, Miss Tennis...
Shut up.
Why don't you put the shotgun down, huh?
Either one of you scratch for your guns, and I'll blow you to heaven, Marshal. Hear that, Chester?
Yes, ma'am, I ain't doing a thing.
Good. I ain't afraid of dying. And I ain't afraid of killing, neither. Chester, you go get Andy and bring him in here.
Well, Mr. Dillon?
Do what she says, Chester.
Any tricks, and I'll shoot the Marshal, Chester.
I won't try nothing.
This isn't going to do any good, Miss Tennis.
It's going to keep Andy from hanging.
Well, I'm going to find him sooner or later, you know.
That's where I got you beat, Marshal. Andy ain't going to run.
What?
He's going to stay on the ranch, right in the house. Anybody comes after him, they're going to have to fight me.
Fight you? You think that'll make a man out of him?
You think the hangman would?
Here he is.
Hello, Ma.
You young fool. What'd you have to go kill a man for?
Now, Ma.
The buggy's outside. Go get in it.
Sure, Ma.
And Marshal, don't think you're going to shoot him while we're driving out of town.
I don't shoot unarmed men, Miss Tennis.
He ain't a coward. He's got a bad temper, but he ain't a coward.
What would you call hiding behind a woman's skirts?
I'm his ma, ain't I?
What difference does that make?
You'll find out if you don't leave him alone.
Okay, so long, Miss Tennis.
So long, Ma.
Chester and I stood helplessly at the window and watched Miss Tennis and Andy drive out of town. And as we did, I began to wonder how I'd ever get him back into jail, short of shooting his mother. Her idea of keeping him right by her side and not letting him run was a good one, but I figured even he'd get tired of that sooner or later. So after sitting around Dodge being laughed at for a week, Chester and I rode out to see if Andy was still on the ranch.
Well, there's a house, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody around.
Maybe they're inside.
I wish I was inside something. That woman's got a bead on me right now. I can just feel it.
Chester, look over there. Under that cottonwood by the barn there.
Well, that's her, Mr. Dillon. What in the world is she doing, digging?
Yeah, it looks like it. No, she's seen us. Now, there's that shotgun again.
Oh, my God.
Put your hands in the air, Chester. Sure, we're friendly.
Okay. But it just makes me a better target.
Oh.
What are you doing here, Marshal?
I wanted to talk to you, Miss Tennis.
About Andy?
Yeah. I'd like to talk to him, too.
You're too late, Marshal.
He gone?
He's dead.
What?
This here's his grave. I just buried him.
Oh, what happened?
What difference it makes? He's dead.
How did he die, Miss Tennis?
Why don't you leave me be, Marshal? You can't hang him now. Go on back to Dodge.
Miss Tennis, I know how you feel, and I hate to ask you this, but I'm going to have to see the body before I can make a report.
Anybody goes digging in that grave, I'll kill him.
What happened, Miss Tennis?
All right, I'll tell you. Ben talked Andy into giving himself up and standing trial. Andy's gonna do it. But I wouldn't allow that. No son of mine's gonna hang.
You're saying that you killed him?
I killed him. I'd rather he died that way than see him hang.
Where's Ben?
Gone. I run him off. He ain't never coming back. Both my sons are gone now, Marshal. For good.
Miss Tennis.
You're going to arrest me, ain't you?
You've confessed to a murder.
They won't hang a woman, will they?
No.
Okay. You can arrest me. But I ain't coming to town till tomorrow.
Well, if you'd like to kind of pack up or
I don't want you waiting around here. I'll come to Dodge by myself. Either you trust me, Marshal, or I won't come at all.
Okay, Miss Tennis, you come in tomorrow. Come on, let's go, Chester.
Mr. Dillon, that woman is crazy. She'll do anything. I don't see how you can trust her.
She'll show up, Chester.
You really think so?
I'm sure of it. And when she does, she's in for a big surprise.
Oh, you want me to go get my chessboard, man?
No, Doc. I don't feel like playing right now, I don't think.
Oh, you don't? Well, I thought it might help kind of kill time.
I'm not worried, Doc. She'll show up, all right.
She will? Why should she, Matt? Why should anybody walk in and give up on a murder charge?
Well, Maude Tennis is a little different from most people, Doc. Like Ben told me, she can be pretty fierce.
Oh, I know she can. You know, I remember one time a horse pitched her into some wire, and it cut her up bad all over. I had to sew that woman up from one end to the other. And she never even blinked. She just lay there, looking kind of mad about it.
Ah, she's got her own mind, I'll say that. Even if she is wrong most of the time.
Well, she always has been wrong about Andy. I tried to tell her that once. And you know what she did?
What?
She just looked at me. Never said a word. Stared me right out of the house. Oh, it made me feel like a fool.
She's made me feel like a fool, too, Doc.
But what can you do? You can't fight women, man.
No, but sometimes you can outsmart them, maybe.
I don't know. Uh-oh. By golly, here she is.
What are you doing here, Doc?
Nothing, Mr. Tennis. I was just chatting with the marshal. I was just killing a little time here.
Gossiping. Now, I'm telling lies when you ought to be working. The trouble with you city folks.
Oh, now, Dodge isn't exactly what you'd call a city, Mrs. Tennant.
I didn't come here to argue about that. You gonna lock me up, Marshal?
No, Miss Tennis, I'm not.
What?
Well, I got to thinking. I made a mistake yesterday. I can't send you up for trial.
What are you talking about? Why can't you?
Oh, there's no witness. You say you killed Andy, but that's not enough for a court of law. There's got to be somebody else to testify that you did it.
I never heard of no such thing.
No, it's in the book. That's the way the law works. Of course, if you hadn't run Ben off, he'd be a witness. But I can't go chasing him all over the country.
You'll never find him. Said he's going all the way to California.
Well, then I got no case against you. Not only get in trouble for wasting the court's time, you might as well go on back home, Miss Tennant.
You trying to fool me, Marshal?
No, the case closed. I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do about it. Unless Ben shows up sometime.
Ben's gone, I told you.
Well, as long as he is, you're free.
Why didn't you tell me this yesterday?
I'm sorry, Miss Tennis. I guess I wasn't thinking too good yesterday.
You get out and do a little work instead of sitting around this office jawing with Doc Adams, you might get to thinking better.
Yes, ma'am. Maybe you're right, ma'am.
I'm going now. So long.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, goodbye, Mrs. Matt.
Yeah?
I never heard anything so crazy. What were you telling her?
It doesn't matter, Doc, as long as she believes it.
Well, what are you trying to do anyway?
I'm trying to catch a murderer, Doc.
You don't think she did it?
No, I don't. But I'll find out who did. Real soon now. I didn't follow Miss Tennis home that night. I left her alone, all that night and the next day. But along toward evening, Chester and I rode out of Dodge, and soon after dark, we were close enough to the ranch to turn our horses loose, hide our saddles, and walk the rest of the way. There was a light in the house, but all we could see was Miss Tennis. She was alone. So we crept into the barn, sat on, and waited. We waited until almost midnight.
Maybe she wasn't lying, Mr. Dillon. Maybe he did leave the country.
Well, I've been wrong before, Chester.
Oh, no, sir, I didn't mean that. I meant... Well, what I meant was...
If he doesn't ride in here tonight or tomorrow night or sometime, then I was wrong again.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're going to wait here till we starve if we have to.
Oh, my goodness, don't talk about eating. I ain't even had my supper.
Shh. Quiet. Listen.
It's a horse, Mr. Dillon. Must be him.
Yeah. Well, he won't leave his horse outside. He'll bring him in here. Get back in one of those stalls, Chester. And don't do any shooting unless he gets me. All right, hurry now.
Yes, sir.
All right, I got him, Chester. Get his horse inside.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dillon?
No, you'll be all right in a minute. I got his gun, so.
Well, Mr. Dillon, that ain't Ben. It's Andy.
Yeah, I know.
I thought he was dead.
She wouldn't shoot Andy, Chester, never. That's what was wrong with her story from the beginning.
Well, then, that's Ben's grave out there. Him and Andy must have had a fight.
Yeah, I guess so. But by making me think it was Andy and that she'd killed him, Andy would be free. Nobody's going to go hunting for a dead man.
She was willing to go to jail.
Oh, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me.
Nobody's going to shoot you, Andy. Now keep your voice down. Now get on your feet. Come on, stand up.
Marshal Dillon. Chester.
We've been waiting for you, Andy.
I didn't kill him. I didn't do it.
I think you did. I think Ben threatened to bring you back to jail himself, and you shot him for it.
No. No, Ma killed him. She told you she did it. Why'd you turn her loose anyway?
Because I didn't believe her. You should have run when you had the chance, Andy.
You got nothing to run for.
Well, it doesn't matter if you admit killing Ben or not. You're going to be tried for murdering that gambler in Dodge.
Andy.
It's Miss Dennis.
Andy.
Yeah. Well, all right. Answer her, Andy. Go on.
Ma?
What are you doing in that salon? I heard you ride up.
Tell her to come in.
Come help me, Ma.
Oh, I hope she ain't got that shotgun.
I'll grab it if she has. All right, get Andy back out of the way, Chester.
Over here.
Hello, Miss Tennis.
Marshal Dillon.
All right, bring him over here, Chester. She's unarmed.
You got Andy.
Yeah, I got him. And I'm going to keep him.
Ma?
What'd you have to ride in here for?
They're going to take me to jail, Ma.
I'm taking him to jail. Chester's going to stay here and keep an eye on you for a few hours, Miss Tennis. And I'm not taking Andy to Dodge for you to walk in with your shotgun, either.
Where are you taking him?
He can be tried anywhere.
He'll be hung, won't he?
I told you before, that's not for me to decide.
He'll be hung. Marshal, you taking him now?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him a minute?
Okay. But don't try to make a break for it. It won't do any good.
Come on, Andy.
Sure, Ma.
Well, that's the most no-good kid I ever saw. Willing to let his Ma go to jail for him.
We got him now, Chester. And you keep her here as long as you can. Sit on her if you have to.
Well, how far are you taking him, Mr. Dillon?
I don't know. Abilene, maybe, or...
What, Mr. Dillon?
Hold still.
I ain't gonna shoot you, Marshal. Here's my gun.
All right, come on, Chester.
Oh, she killed him, Mr. Dillon. She had a shotgun to get out in there.
You beat me, Marshal. You beat me this time.
I sure was wrong about you, Miss Tennis.
I had to kill him. I couldn't see him hang.
The only reason I'm out here now is because I was sure you'd never do this. Yeah, I was real wrong about you, wasn't I? I did not smart you after all.
You're going to put me in jail?
Yeah. Yeah, Miss Tennis, this time I'm going to put you in jail.
Gunsmoke, transcribed under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Lee Millar, Sam Edwards, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Hear Gunsmoke every Saturday, this same time, this same station. Hear the great new Perry Como radio show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, also on CBS Radio.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Why don't you send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.